Secretary of State Colin Powell presented Washington's point of view on the world's two major crises, North Korea and Iraq, in conversations with China's leaders on Monday. Mr. Powell gave no indication Beijing has changed its views significantly on either question. Secretary of State Colin Powell came to Beijing hoping to persuade the Chinese to take a more active role in resolving the North Korea crisis. Washington wants Beijing to push the North Koreans harder to give up their alleged nuclear weapons program. Mr. Powell held talks with Chinese President Jiang Zemin, Communist Party Chairman Hu Jintao, and Foreign Minister Tung Jiaxuan. He said China is well aware of Washington's views, but insists on playing a behind-the-scenes role.
They're anxious to play as helpful a role as they can. They prefer to play their role quietly.
Washington argues China should be able to influence the North because of the long friendship between the two communist nations and because Beijing provides its impoverished neighbor with critically needed food, fuel, and economic aid. Chinese analysts say Beijing is reluctant to put too much economic pressure on Pyongyang, fearing it could cause chaos in North Korea and prompt a flood of refugees into China. The crisis over North Korea's nuclear program broke out last year when Washington said Pyongyang admitted having a secret nuclear weapons program, violating several international agreements. Washington demanded Pyongyang dismantle the program. Pyongyang replied with talk of war and pulled out of the Global Non-Proliferation Treaty. According to China's official Xinhua news agency, Foreign Minister Tang took the standard Chinese line on Iraq, urging all parties to do everything possible to avoid war and seek a political solution through the United Nations. Beijing says UN weapons inspectors in Iraq should be given more time to finish their work. Mr. Powell, repeating the point he's made strenuously since his four-day Asian tour began, says the time has come to force Baghdad to give up its suspected weapons of mass destruction.
There is still time to avoid a war, but we must not be afraid of a conflict if a conflict is what it takes to remove weapons of mass destruction from Iraq.
However, he told reporters it was too soon for him to urge China to go along with the new UN resolution authorizing military action against Iraq because a draft resolution has not yet been formally submitted to the Security Council. China voted in favor of the Security Council resolution that led to the current inspection program. Washington hopes that if Beijing does not support a new resolution, at least it will not veto it. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.